good to be with you this morning. For those of you who are gathering with us for this Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, a memorial service, a prayer service, a devotional service, and an evangelistic service. If you cannot see us, if you cannot hear us, please put something in the notes and let our technician know. I trust that you had a great day in the Lord on yesterday, and I pray that you will have a great day in the Lord today as well. For we serve the Lord every day. As I was saying, every day is the Lord's day. So I hope that you have a great day in the Lord. By the grace of God, we're getting off to a great start. Why don't you join us? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes. And yes, even foes in the family. And yes, you can serve God and serve Christ even with foes in the family. I have some, and you need to be honest that you have some. I know we all want everybody to think our spouses and children and family is so dedicated to God and so holy and so wonderful, but you're a liar. Your feet ain't made and your heart pumps peanut butter. I know that rattles our sweet little evangelicals and our starchy Baptist brethren, but the truth be known, everybody in your family is not loving Jesus as you think they are, as you lie and say they do, and you may not even love Jesus as you should. So be real about it. Tell the truth. Be honest. And stop putting on this charade that is damning souls to hell and misleading people in your church because of the lies you're telling about how wonderful you are and how wonderful your family is. And that is just not the case. That is obvious. And that's why we're in the mess we're in today. Hypocritical families. The Adams family at the house and the Brady Bunch at church. It's a lie. Be that as it may, my brothers and my sisters, we can do better. And when we know better, we ought to do better. With that said, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 306, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions to encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. I cannot recommend anything more important and better than that. I don't care what it is. Read the Bible with your family. Today, beloved, we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 29, Isaiah chapter 22, and Joel chapter 1. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your holy word. Help everybody here and everybody out there to truly thank you and praise you for your holy word. We need your holy word now more than ever. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your holy word. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have continued mercy and grace upon us, even as your children, Lord. Unfortunately, we sin and do evil, and help us to confess, Lord God, our sins, our faults, and our failures, and to be honest and transparent before you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, block out of our minds anything that the devil would try to plant there. And Lord, crucify our flesh and the old man within us all, who are saved, fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, we pray on this beautiful Monday morning in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and betrayal. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Jezebel and rebelliousness and treachery, lying and dishonesty. Cast out the devil and the demons of hell, Lord, of Sanballat and Tobias, people who hate you so much, demons who hate you so much that they would literally try to hinder your services and then lie about it to cover it up. Lord God in heaven, we pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from these services today. Lay upon my heart the message and the words that you will have me to preach, the things you will have me to say. But right now, Lord, help us to simply read your holy word. Grant me and all of us your strength, your hunger, your thirst, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. Give us your anointing and your unction, that anointing that helps us to understand your holy word and apply it to our lives. And Lord, we pray that lost souls would be saved, Lord, even through the reading of your holy word and the explaining of the gospel, and that Christians would be encouraged and revived again. Lord, glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy son, Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we do pray and for his sake. And I thank you so much for allowing us to be here to do this. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, President Ronald Reagan said, within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face. And that is so true. Augustine of Hippo said, the Holy Scriptures are our letters from home, so we should read them. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing the Word of God, found at 1 Chronicles chapter 29. In the back over here, you need to move back. Move back. Over here, move back. First Chronicles chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold, for things to be made of gold, and the silver, for things of silver, and the brass, for things of brass, the iron, for things of iron, and wood, for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses withal, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly. And gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasurer of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house, for thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshipped the Lord and the King. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, which their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel, and did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all of the princes and the mighty men, and all of the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, Isaiah chapter 22. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing from the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 22. Read with me. Pray as you read and ask God to speak to your heart from His Word. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 1. The burden of the valley of vision. What aileth thee now that thou art wholly gone up to the housetops? Thou that art full of stirs, a tumultuous city, joyous city, thy slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. All thy rulers are fled together, they are bound by the archers, all that are found in thee are bound together, which have fled from far. Therefore said I, look away from me, I will weep bitterly, labor not to comfort me because of the spoiling of my people. For because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble and of treading down and of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and of crying to the mountains. And Elam bare the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. And it shall come to pass that thy choicest valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. And he discovered the covering of Judah. And thou didst look in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. Ye have seen also the breaches of the city of David, that they are many. And ye gathered together the waters of the lower pool. And ye have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses have ye broken down to fortify the wall. Ye made also a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but ye have not looked unto the maker thereof, neither had respect unto him that fashioned it long ago. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And it was revealed in mine ears by the Lord of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till ye die, saith the Lord God of hosts. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, go get thee unto this treasurer, even unto Shebna, which is over the house, and say, what hast thou here? And whom hast thou here, that thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here, as he that heweth him out a sepulchre on high, and that graveth an habitation for himself in a rock. Behold, the Lord will carry thee away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover thee. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be the shame of thy Lord's house. And I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with thy robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all of the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups even to all of the vessels of flagons. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed, and be cut down, and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're beginning a new book from the Old Testament, Joel chapter 1. We have already, according to my producer, my baby daughter, for this podcast, we've already read all of the New Testament. So all we have left is the Old Testament. I still find it hard to believe that we have read all of the Old Testament already. But that's what I have been told. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing from the Word of God, Joel chapter 1. Joel chapter 1. Verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all of the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The gardeners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, thank you for the privilege and the honor and the pleasure to read your holy word, and the joy as well. And I pray that your holy word would wash our hearts and minds, souls and spirits clean, as well as your precious blood, Lord Jesus. And Lord, help us to truly confess our sins to you. Have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us, and for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us, Lord, of our sins, faults, and failures. And I even pray for those not smart enough or wise enough to acknowledge their sins or confess their sins. I pray for them as you prayed for all of us. Forgive them, Holy Father God, for they know not what they do. Crush and crucify the old man within us all. Help us to die to self as believers in Christ, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your holy word. Fill us with your of your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your holy word. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to love it more, to cherish it more, to obey it more, to apply it to our hearts and lives, and to change because of it, and to share it with others. For we are reading a whole lot about your judgment against sin. And Lord, it is happening in America as I speak. And Lord, as I have prayed from the beginning, Lord God in heaven, be thorough with us, break us and make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 642. Where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast, beloved, is based upon the Word of God found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And therefore, the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it along with prayer, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said it first and best, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe in Christ today. Trust him as your Savior. Call on his name to save you, and he will do it. Today, beloved, we are reading Nahum chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for the privilege, the honor, and the pleasure to read your holy word. Help us, Lord, to read it and to understand it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others, to change from it, to repent by it, and to proclaim your gospel that is based upon it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake, grant us your anointing and your unction and the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Verse 3. Nahum chapter 2, verse 3. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Nahum chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it today with the help of the Bible Knowledge Commentary and of course with the help of the Holy Spirit. Nahum spoke of the equipment and speed of the attacker and his soldiers and chariots. He is in the first line of verse 3, probably refers not to the defending Assyrian king, but to the unidentified attacker, the shields of the Medes and the Babylonians were red either from blood or from red dyed leather over the wooden shields or by being covered with copper. The warriors' scarlet colored attire would make them awesome in appearance. Xenophon wrote about the Persians in Cyrus's army being dressed in scarlet. The metal on the chariots glistened in the sun as the soldiers' wooden spears were brandished, swung in their wild attack. The charging chariots of the besieging enemy seemed to bolt furiously in wild frenzy. They moved so quickly that they looked like lightning. The streets may include the avenues and suburban highways about Nineveh and leading to the city, for the context describes an attack that gradually leads to the city's walls. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, thank you for your holy word and thank you for giving us a better understanding of what is going on in your holy word. Help us to learn from it. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to obey it and to share it with others and to proclaim your holy gospel that is based upon the holy scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's amazing devotional work and book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast and this is episode number 252. Dr. Charles Spurgeon chose from the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20, for our scripture reading today. And the Word of God says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, wisdom is man's true strength, and under his guidance he best accomplishes the ends of his being. And only Spurgeon can quite put it like that. That's deeper than what you know. Allow me to share that with you again, because some of you may have to get this by freight. It's so deep and so heavy. Some of you may not get this until next week. It's got to come to you by freight. You can't get this overnight or in 2 days. Now listen very carefully. The Prince of Preachers said, wisdom is man's true strength, and under its guidance he best accomplishes the ends of his being. Wisely handling the matter of life gives to man the richest enjoyment and presents the noblest occupation for his powers. Hence, by it, he finds good in the fullest sense. Without wisdom, man is as the wild ass's colt, running hither and thither, wasting strength and time, which might be profitably employed elsewhere. Wisdom is the compass by which man is to steer across the trackless waste of life. Without it, he is a derelict vessel, the sport of winds and waves, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and every wind of somebody's whim. A man must be, and I'm adding that, I guess I'm trying to be a little Spurgeon here. I can't. Anyway, a man must be prudent in such a world as this, or he will find no good, but be betrayed into unnumbered ills, fooled, bamboozled, deceived, deluded, and run amok. And I'm adding that part, stealing a little bit from Malcolm X. The pilgrim will sorely wound his feet among the briars of the wood of life if he does not pick his steps with the utmost caution. And this is so true. He who is in a wilderness infested with robber bands must handle matters wisely if he would journey safely. If trained by the great teacher, we follow where he leads, we shall find good, even while in this dark abode there are celestial fruits to be gathered this side of Eden's bowers, and songs of paradise to be sung amid the groves of earth. But where shall this wisdom be found? Many have dreamed of it, but have not possessed it. Where shall we learn it? Let us listen to the voice of the Lord, for he hath declared the secret. He hath revealed to the sons of men wherein true wisdom lieth, and we have it in the text, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The true way to handle a matter wisely is to trust in the Lord. This is the sure clue to the most intricate labyrinths of life. follow it, and find eternal bliss, yes, and even joy and peace in this life. And I'm adding that he who trusts in the Lord has a diploma, has a degree for wisdom granted by inspiration. Happy is he now, and happier shall he be above. Lord, in this sweet eventide, walk with me in the garden and teach me the wisdom of faith. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. And we thank you, Lord, for this great devotional put together by your servant, the Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Lord, help us to meditate on your holy word and help us to not forget this devotional, for it can carry us a long way. And now, Lord, we pray that you'll save those who are lost and revive those who are saved. As your people, help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our technician is going to do something today that we have not done before. And so I must say this to you. If you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, do that today. If you were to die today, if you're not sure where you would go, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not sure whether or not you would go to heaven or hell, you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ said it first and best in the greatest gospel message ever preached, when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you're in this world, God loves you. For God so loved the world, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave up his Son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to die on the cross for your sins and for mine. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ, who never committed a sin in word, thought, or deed, who walked on the water because he made the water, who told the wind to be quiet and the sea to sit down, and they obeyed him, who went to the tomb of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come on out of the grave," and he did, because he's God. He is the Son of God, the God-man. Anybody who walks on the water, anybody who tells the wind to be quiet and the sea to sit down, anybody who raises the dead, you need to believe in him. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, you will not perish in hell, but have everlasting life. And that means you will go to heaven to be with God, as and with Jesus Christ, and with the saints, and with the angels. And all you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ. You don't have to join a church to be saved or to get saved. You don't have to be in a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, call on his name, and pray and ask him to save you, and he will save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on his name right now. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will. Follow me in prayer right now, dear friend. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, believing in your heart in Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken some of your Ten Commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to change. Help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my sinful, evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I do pray this sinner's prayer. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, our technician, my youngest son, is going to make that in that we just did into a service in a podcast. It will be called, as we've been calling it, Standing Between the Living and the Dead, Part 1. Standing Between the Living and the Dead Service, Part 1, a memorial prayer devotional evangelistic service.